Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. To begin, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And just a moment. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
yes.
vote? Which one?
We'll
almost
vote.
Certain?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
68.
Thank you very much. And are you, or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
My son, but he's away at college.
thank you very much. Now, do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
The Caribbean, I don't know.
And how should I record that? As Hispanic or Latino?
Non-Hispanic. Black.
Black. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
That's a tough one. Not in the right track at all.
Okay, so wrong track?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, let me know. The first one we have in here is, would you say that you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Thank you. And is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
Who?
Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr. Never heard of him?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Chad Klitzman.
I don't know who that is either.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
I've never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. And last we have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, and what about Barbara Sharif? Or Sharif?
She's okay, I guess.
And between somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable, where do you fall?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Sharif, or Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote? Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Sharif, or Chad Klitzman?
For senator?
For Florida State Senate, yes.
I thought it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz in my area, but I don't think she's in my area.
Okay. So how should I record
your answer? Is Wasserman Schultz. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is my area. But I don't know. No opinion. I don't know yet.
And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Sharif, or Chad Klitzman?
Don't know, because I need to read up on all of them first.
Okay, thank you. Now, still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Is it LGBTQ rights, jobs and wages, climate change and the environment, education, healthcare, home and property insurance, protecting reproductive rights, or voting rights?
Oh my God, there's so many. Reproductive rights, education, and property tax. But I don't know. I can't put one before the next.
Well, which one issue is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida state legislature, if you had to choose one?
Education.
Education, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you. And is that some college or four-year college graduate?
Two-year college graduate.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Karen.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay.